The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory
to you, Lord Christ. While the disciples were telling how they had seen Jesus risen from the dead, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, resurrected from the dead, Lord and Savior of all. Amen. So, two Catholic priests wanted to get a little vacation. So they went to the beach. And they didn't want anyone to know what they did for a living. So they brought no clerical garb, no collars, no black shirts, none of that. And when they got off the plane at the beach, they went to the store and they bought all of this touristy kind of stuff. The hat and the glasses and the shirt and everything they could do, bathing suit. And the next day they got up and they went to the beach to enjoy the sun and the surf. And they hadn't been there very long when a lovely young woman walked by in a bikini. And what she said was, "Good morning, Father," and "Good morning, Father." And she kept walking and they thought, how did she know that we're priests? So the next day, they went back to the store and did it up a little more to try to disguise themselves. And she walked by again, same thing. "Good morning, Father. And how are you today, Father?" And one of them said, "Hang on, young lady. How is it that you know we're priests?" And she said, "Why, Father, it's me, Sister Angela." Sometimes it is hard to believe what is standing in front of us. And I think that's at the heart of the struggle for the disciples in this morning's reading from Luke's Gospel. Things aren't always what they appear to be. Jesus comes to them and stands in front of them resurrected. And they stand there in front of Jesus, struggling. Struggling with what they have in front of us. Now, in many respects, this story paints the disciples in a more pathetic way than even poor doubting Thomas. Jesus was standing in front of them, and they still didn't get it. When Jesus stood in front of Thomas, what did he do? He said, "My Lord and my God." You remember that? He came to faith, and yet here we have Jesus standing before the 11, and they don't believe. In fact, Luke says, while in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering. He's standing right in front of them and they don't get it. Now there's a little bit of hope in there, I think, in the story that, or the way Luke puts it. He does say, in their joy, they were disbelieving. Call it joyful disbelief. I imagine this as something like someone winning the lottery and jumping up and down and saying, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. While at the same time thinking, you know, this is going to change my life. I just got a lot of money. It's that dual thing going on. I don't believe, but I believe. The difference is for the disciples, I don't think this is a jumping up and down, wow, kind of moment. I think this is kind of a sitting and thinking about a moment. Tell me more about that. Disbelief. Now, in some respects, many respects, I think, this is the picture of us. The picture of you and the picture of me standing before Jesus. And if you think about the setting, it might not be that different. In this story, these disciples have already been told about Jesus being raised from the dead twice. The way Luke tells the story, on that first Easter morning, the women go to the tomb, they discover that Jesus has been raised, and they go back to the 11. Luke tells us specifically, and they told the 11 that Jesus had been raised. So they've heard once. And if you listen to the very beginning of the gospel this morning, Luke says, while the disciples were telling how they had seen Jesus risen from the dead, these disciples that we're talking about here are different disciples. They're not two of the 11. These disciples are the ones who are on the road to Emmaus. You remember the story. They're on the road to Emmaus and Jesus comes and joins them and they don't recognize him. And when they dine with him, when he breaks bread and the breaking of the bread, they recognize him. And he disappears. Well, Luke tells us they go immediately back to Jerusalem. And they tell the 11 that they have seen the resurrected Lord. And that's where we pick up. When the disciples, those two, were telling how they had seen Jesus risen from the dead, he came and stood before them, and they still don't get it. They still don't get it. Doubt is a tough thing. And I think sometimes it feels like we're left out. Because, of course, the big difference between them and us is that we don't have that opportunity to have the risen Lord standing in front of us. And I always feel a little left out. And I've had several people talk to me over the course of the last couple of weeks and saying, why can't he just do that for me? Why can't he just do that for us? Wouldn't it be easier if Jesus would just stand up and say, here I am. We've been right the whole time. Perhaps that's a frustration. But there is good news in this story. And I think sometimes it gets lost in the struggle of the disciples. Think about what happened here. The disciples did not ask Jesus to show up. But he did. The disciples did not ask Jesus to offer his hands and feet so that they might see and touch. But he did. The disciples didn't ask Jesus to eat some broiled fish to prove that he wasn't a ghost. But he did. The disciples didn't ask Jesus to open their hearts and minds to understand the scriptures. But he did. One piece after another of this story shows Jesus as taking the initiative. It was not up to the disciples to take the initiative. Jesus took the initiative and said, here I am. Now, I think if we are willing to open our eyes and to look at the world about us, we will see and find God in Christ at work in the person of the Holy Spirit, taking the initiative, being there for us, helping us to know that God has conquered the grave, that God is with us in our struggles. We aren't always aware of God's presence. But Jesus is. And Jesus comes. Amen.